be calm, we gotta stick together. All I know is love will save the day. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stick together. All I know is love will save the day.
Good morning. It's always good to have Rachel Holder in the house, is it not? Yes, always good. Well, good morning. Welcome. We're so glad you're with us this morning, and we certainly welcome those that are joining us with live streaming this morning. We're so grateful that you've taken the time to tune in and be part of us today. We do have a few announcements this morning before we begin our service. Today is our annual meeting and open forum. We invite all to attend this meeting at 1:30 this afternoon, especially those that are registered voting members. We'll be electing two new board members this afternoon, and we will also receive reports concerning our finances, our programs and services, our facilities, and some of the things to expect going forward. That's today at 1:30. An open forum following the meeting, a Q&A, about a 45 to a hour meeting following that meeting. Also, we have some meetings today. Isn't that amazing? We're grateful, too, because we have some exciting things to share. A lot of, as you know, if you're a regular here, you know a lot of wonderful things that are happening here. Prior to that meeting today, we have our community meal served in Friendship Hall. That's sponsored by our Uniteens. And that is a fundraiser for our Uniteen. The meal is $5. It's an outstanding meal for $5. There are many classes and workshops offered here at Unity Christ Church. I do want to shout out one of those workshops. It's called Keep a True Lent, beginning March the 6th through April the 17th. And that's taught by our new associate minister, Reverend Patty Williams. And this is her first class offering. You don't want to miss this class. Also, next Sunday afternoon, February the 23rd, we will offer a workshop called Navigating to Your Essential Self, led by Kelly Pratt. Don't forget, today is our 3V service, the Spiritual Sandbox Service. That's offered at 5:20 today. I call that out often. You owe yourself this experience. It's a wonderful experience, and I know of no other service like this service at 5:20 in the entire Unity movement. Check that out today at 5:20. On March the 1st, the first Sunday in March, we began a new series. And the series is called Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships. Can anybody relate to that other than me? Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships. And that's based on a book by Mary Manny Morrissey. We will be utilizing this book for some of our material, but we'll be utilizing other resources as well. The books are on order. They, those of you that choose to read that book, they should be in by next week. Also, I want to call out a very big thank you to all of you who made Valentine's Day so special here at Unity Christ Church. We, thanks to the two couples that got married, I married them Valentine's afternoon. I hope that in 40 years they will thank me too. And I want to give thanks for the 22 couples that renewed their commitment on Valentine's Day. I want to give thanks also to the 150 plus people that attended our reception and our Valentine's dance. I want to especially thank our staff and all those wonderful volunteers that made this happen. Thanks to all of you that caught the vision and put your love into it and made this such a special evening for so many people. We appreciate you, and let's give them a hand, okay? Let's begin our service together. Let's begin in prayer. I invite you to go to that place within your heart and within your mind where you know and you feel God's love this morning. And this morning, regardless of what is happening in your life, regardless of what's happening in your family, know that God is greater than that experience. That God is indeed present. Present as love. Present as healing, comfort, faith, strength. And regardless of what is going on, we give thanks that we have the strength and the faith to meet this experience and to meet it successfully and to meet it in love. So it is with great joy and appreciation for this divine presence that together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. This is a beautiful Minnesota day, is it not? And we don't always just applaud the weather. We applaud the opportunity to live another day and to live it fully. Let's appreciate this day, okay? We begin our service by using affirmations. The affirmations are found in your order of service, reminding ourselves that we do not affirm something to make it true, but we affirm something because it is the truth. Our mission, together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And now, our vision statement, together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. The affirmation for today's lesson, may we affirm that together. Together, I accept God's guidance and support, and I am blessed. Inviting on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. If you'll look around the room, you'll see these individuals stepped into service today. They arrived early. They held sacred space in this beautiful sanctuary, even as you arrived. They're also here today to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, a prayer need, a hope, a dream, a vision, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song today is God You Are. That's our song for the series. The words are in your order of service. God You Are.
Everything I see, everything I do, everything I am is
you. Everything above, everything below, everything I know is you. Everything I see, everything I do, everything I am is you. Everything above, everything below, everything I know is you.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is a positive path for spiritual living. Unity offers practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. And as we do this, we remind ourselves that we were first-timers at one time. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you just to take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic here. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. Look at all these first-time guests around here. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church. That it also has a welcoming CD in that packet. And then also it has a pink card in that packet. And if you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you today. Also, the flower is a gift from Unity Christ Church so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. May we appreciate our guests, please. This is also Volunteer Appreciation Month. So today, if you volunteer in Unity Christ Church in any way, we would like to appreciate you. We invite you to please stand. One. Also, if you do not volunteer, we have plenty of openings for you, okay? Check out on the, check the garden court, there are many team sign-up sheets, but we especially have openings in our ushers and in our welcomers. You know, I said in the earlier service, I don't think, if I was not the minister here, I would be on the welcoming team. Did you know that? That is exactly where I'd want to be, to set that consciousness and greet people coming here, not only for the first time, but greet familiar faces and friends and welcome them. And you know what? We're all on the welcoming team, right? So I know that you'll make everyone that walks in this building feel extremely welcomed. We enjoy greeting each other. We do that each and every Sunday morning, and we do that with a smile, a handshake, a hug. Let's do that right now. We always ask before we hug. I invite you to please remain standing. And the song is Yes, I Am. The words are in your order of service.
Yes, I am here to serve.
Yes, I am here to be the love of God. Yes, I am here to love. Yes, I am here to serve. Yes, I am here to be the love of God, my God. And I know forevermore that I am loved. Yes, I know forevermore that I am loved. Yes, I am here to learn. Yes, I am here to live. Yes, I am here to be the love of God. Yes, I am here to learn. Yes, I am here to live. Yes, I am here to be the love of God, my God. And I know
into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to that box. Your prayers are then prayed for by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed for an additional 30 days. The word for today is included. I am an essential part of creation. As part of God's creation, I am never alone. Divine love lives in me, and I am one with all that is. My divine essence calls me to participate in life by using the talents and gifts of God has given me. It is my sacred responsibility to bring them forward. I listen to my heart, what is mine to express. I gear up with tools to make a start. I leave behind whatever has blocked me in the past. God has entrusted me with gifts that need to be expressed, and I express them. By allowing my talents to blossom, I am an active participant in life, included in the plan of creation. I bless my oneness with others and joyously share my gifts. And Scripture says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear." Romans 8, verses 14, 15. The word for today is included.
Forgive our debt.
Please join me in meditation. And if you've not done so, I invite you to just gently close your eyes, shutting out the outside world. Begin the process of relaxing. Let us together take a deep breath and release and let go. Relax your body. And let the chair support you, knowing that truly this is indeed a safe place. Relax your mind, letting go of all the busyness of the morning, the agenda for the rest of the day, and totally bring your attention inward to that small place within, the secret place of the Most High that only you can go to. Focus your attention inward. And this morning, I invite you to allow my words to become your words. I simply live the principles by setting my mind on spirit. The world seems more complex every day. And though I can't simplify the world, I can simplify my own life. As I focus on spirit, the complicated becomes clearer. As I live these universal truth principles, trouble does not disturb me, for I am aware of Spirit's simple solutions. For I know that the answers I seek are truly within. I simply live the principles by setting my mind on spirit. I relax. As I do, time seems to slow down. When I live these truth principles, I gracefully move through my days, setting my sights on joy, my heart on love, and my mind on peace. I live according to spirit, simply, easily. I simply live the principles by setting my mind on spirit. And in this understanding and in this awareness, I rest. I rest for a moment in the silence. I simply live the truth principles by setting my mind on spirit. And today we pray with those that have requested our prayers, represented by our prayer box, represented by the cards and letters that we have received in the mail this week, represented by the electronic mail. We hold each and every one of these prayer requests in our hearts, giving thanks in advance for answered prayer. And today we pray with our prayer ministry, our unity prayer chaplains, our healing ministry, our unity cares ministry, and Silent Unity, our worldwide prayer ministry, as they continue to hold us in prayer when we so often forget. So I invite you again to take that deep breath and let go, and begin to return to this time and this place, knowing that we have truly been together in the kingdom of spirit. And for that, we are truly grateful. So when you're ready, just gently and lovingly open your eyes with a sense of gratitude and thanksgiving. Thank you, God. Amen.
True colors, that's why I love. How beautiful. I don't know about you, but I would come here just for the music. That's just amazing. Thank you. So over the past few weeks, we've been on a journey together, a journey looking at classic unity teachings, at the basic foundation of this teaching, this movement that we called unity, and the power of these teachings to transform our lives. And today we're going to talk about the fifth principle, and that fifth principle is living our truth, you know, truly walking the talk. But before we get too far into that, let's talk a little bit about where we've been on this journey, remembering that these are not rules. Unity does not give you rules to live by. We give you what I've heard referred to before as spirit, you know, we give you tools to fill your spiritual toolbox. You know, tools that you can use to build your own life, the life that you dream, the life that looks the way that you want it to. So these are tools that you can choose to put into practice in your life. In fact, this entire movement that we called Unity was founded around this idea of helping people to have life-affirming opportunities, life-affirming choices that they can then put into practice in their lives in whatever way works for them. So let's go through the ideas or principles that we've gone over the past few weeks. First is the idea that God is unchangeable, absolute good. There is nowhere that God is not. There is one presence and one power active at work in your life, in my life, in the life of this community, in the universe. For there is nothing other than God. That's the foundation. And upon that foundation, we then look at the second idea that the Spirit of God, this Christ presence, is within each and every one of us. We are each created in the image and likeness of God, and therefore we are each inherently good. You know, my favorite understanding of this, I've heard used from many great thinkers, from Reverend Eric Butterworth to St. Augustine and across the border in between, and that's the idea that God is a circle whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. We are each that center, that presence of God. And third, we co-create our lives through the activity of our thoughts. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. You know, heaven and hell are states of consciousness. They're not places. They're not geographic locations. They're states of consciousness that we create through the power of our thoughts. And then last week we talked about making conscious connection, conscious communion with God through the activity of affirmative prayer in our lives. That prayer is our way, our tool for opening the channel of God that expresses through us. Quite a toolkit. Quite a toolkit. And today we reach that fifth idea, which quite frankly I think is one of our most important tools. Because this is the idea that everything else is just a blueprint or a tool in a toolbox. If you don't open that toolbox and use those tools and put them into practice in your life, they're not making the difference. They're not transforming their life. They're not doing the work that they can do through you. Years ago, I learned a five-finger version of remembering these five principles, and I want to share these ideas with you. The first one is, God is. God is, I am, I think it, I pray it, I live it. Ready to put your hand up with me? Okay. God is, I am, I think it, I pray it, I live it. Pretty basic. Seems pretty simple. You know, I've also lovingly heard that these five principles, this idea, this experience that we call unity, referred to as the Carnegie Hall movement or the Carnegie Hall. And I'm sure you get the story, but I'll share it with you. And the idea is there's a young musician who is walking along carrying their violin, and they appear to be lost, and they stop this police officer on his horse, and he's looking down at them and ask him how to get to Carnegie Hall. Well, he sees the violin, and his response is, practice, practice, practice. How do we become the expression of God that we are here to become? It's through practice, practice, practice. Doesn't that make sense? To practice the presence and power of God in our lives? This story, this metaphor of this musician is an age-old story, and I'm sure that this violinist was pretty good at playing this musical instrument. And I mean, obviously she was called to Carnegie Hall, that she might have a little bit of practice in her under her belt by the time she got to that point. But she wasn't at that skill level every moment of her life. At some point in time, she had a music teacher. And she was playing for that music teacher and possibly played a note that wasn't quite what it was intended to sound like. Do you think that music teacher said to her, "It's okay, just keep doing the same thing, it'll eventually work out"? No, probably not. Might have said, "It's okay," but probably followed that up with something like, "Let's get back to the basics. Let's get back to the basics, and so you can have a strong foundation, and then we can start putting things together, and they'll start coming out the way that we want them to." Practice. Practice is an essential tool in our spiritual toolkit. It's the one that allows us each to be that unique expression of God that we are each here to be. I was reading a pamphlet by a Unity minister who's dear to my heart. He was the minister at Unity Village when I first came on board as a teenager and found this Unity movement, and this is Reverend Sig Paulson. And this introduction, this opening paragraph to this pamphlet called to me. It spoke to a heart's desire that I have a feeling will call to each of you, and it goes like this. Have you ever longed to walk with God? Not just to touch God's presence in a few moments of inspiration or prayer, but to come to know God as a daily companion? Have you ever longed to know God as a strength to meet the tasks of your day? A light to shine before you on the pathway of life? An anchor to hold you steady on the changing seas you cross? Have you ever longed to experience God as a voice that tells you where to turn and when to stand still? A love that warms your heart? A faith that cannot be quenched? A friend who never fails? Have you? I know I have. So what keeps us from knowing God in this way? We've spent a lifetime of building habits of negative thoughts, of building habits that create lives where we appear separate from that which is the truth of who we are, of practicing religious belief systems, thought patterns, things that do not serve our highest good, that keep us from having a real, personal, one-on-one relationship with our higher self, that separate us from ourselves. You know, and through these habits, we're programming our conscious, our subconscious mind. I speak about this from personal experiences. One of them has been kind of a joke for me this past couple of weeks, and that's these steps here at Unity Christ Church. I realized I was building a habit of looking at those steps as something detrimental to my life. That's being a little melodramatic. But I didn't like the languaging that was going on in my mind and in my body as I tackled these steps. Tackling was truly how I was looking at it. And so I started changing it. And when I walk those steps now, and several of the staff have even heard me say it out loud to keep reminding myself, the words I use is ease and grace. It's been a wonderful tool to remind me that I love this skin I'm in, and these steps are helping to be a part of that experience. Ease and grace. Think about that musician or our amazing musicians here, or it dawned on me in the middle of the first service, the Olympians who are at work right now. Well, they all are doing what they're doing because they relied on practice, because the practice that they have built up in their lives is paying off. They fine-tuned their instrument, their individual expression of God. So what about when we miss the mark? What about when we hit that wrong note or have a mistake? We get to have another take. We get to learn to see our mistakes as tools that are guiding us, that are showing us what it is, where we need to put practice of these spiritual principles into play in our life. And it's not always about the mistakes. Sometimes we truly just want to create something new in our lives. We have what to me feels like that teenage angst. When you have that angst going on, that rebellion going on, your life looks great and perfect, and yet you have this angst calling you for something new, for something different. It's through putting these principles into practice that angst can be the tool calling you to your higher good, because it's the spiritual principles that are going to bring that answer to you, that are going to resolve that angst for you. You know, when I first heard about this New Thought stuff, I was a teenager, and I had that teenage angst. I had that teenage angst hugely. And when I heard about all of these principles and these new ideas, I just went to work and wanted to change my life. I wanted to do it all and do it all quickly. And what I found out is that these teachings sound simple. They sound simple. These are five basic ideas. Well, each of these basic ideas has hundreds of parts to them. Hundreds of parts. And when you try to tackle it all at one time, you'll probably have the experience that I did, and that it didn't work. It didn't work. I tried to swallow it all at once, and what I learned is as I started practicing one tool, one step at a time, my life did become transformed and continues to be transformed because I continue to see life in a new way, in a different way. Brother Lawrence, we were talking about Brother Lawrence in one of the classes that I got to fill in for Reverend Pat this week, and I want to share some things about Brother Lawrence. For those of you who don't know who he is, I was introduced to him through a book called The Practice of the Presence of God, and this book is some conversations with Brother Lawrence that were recorded and some of the letters that he wrote. Now, Brother Lawrence was 55 years of age when he joined the Carmelite order in Paris. And he was the cook for this particular order. And his story is an amazing example of what it means to walk with God. And he's kind of my go-to guy when I need this reminder of living from the space of mindfulness. So I want to read to you two quotes. First, the first quote is, And this is directly from Brother Lawrence. It says, "All things are possible to him who believes. They are less difficult to him who hopes, and they are more easy to him who loves, and still more easy to him who perseveres in the practice of these three virtues." It's all about practice. For him that was practicing belief, hope, and love, and persevering in prioritizing the practice of those in his life. And the second quote is from an interview with him, and it says, "As he proceeded in his work," keep in mind his work was in the kitchen of the monastery, "he continued his familiar conversation with his Maker, imploring his grace and offering to him all his actions. When he had finished, he examined himself, how he had discharged his duty. If he found well, he returned thanks to God. If otherwise, he asked pardon. And without being discouraged, he set his mind right again and continued his exercise of the presence of God as if he had never deviated from it. Thus, said he, by rising after my falls and by frequently renewed acts of faith and love, I am come to a state wherein it would be as difficult for me not to think of God as it was at first to accustom myself to it." That's what practice does for us. You know, Brother Lawrence started this at age 55. It's never too late. It's never too late to begin to practice the truth of who you are. Practice being the Christ that you are here to be. And the more we practice, our minds are created to be efficient mechanisms. And they start to learn that it's way more efficient to be the expression of God that we are here to be than it is to see ourselves as separate from the truth of who we are. So we begin to apply these principles to the simple things in our lives, like going up steps, and then it begins to get easier. It begins to get easier to apply these ideas in every area of your life. Now, I'm sure that as a small child, you were told that it was important to take small bites of food and chew your food thoroughly. And if you didn't get told that, you learned it. You learned it pretty quickly. So that's the advice I give you for metaphysics, too. Take small bites. Chew it thoroughly. Process it thoroughly. Get it in every cell of your being till it lives and moves and breathes as you. And that will, you will eventually be that, which, you know, we talked in one of our classes this week about that gap between our values, what we value, and who we are in the world, and bringing those two things even more closely. That's what living this truth is all about. That's what practice is all about. And I want to tell you how amazing it can be in your life. I have one more story I want to share with you. When I was in Oregon, before I went to ministerial school, I served as the chair of the Oregon Festivals and Events Association. And I was coordinating the awards for the events for that year. And I had made this commitment to putting up this huge display of all of the events that had been nominated for awards. Now, if you know who I am, you know I'd made lots of plans and arrangements in advance. I had the everything was all in place, what time it was supposed to happen, everything. And I get there, and the person who was bringing the display board had brought it. Everything seemed to be in place except the table that I was supposed to put these on. I got there, I think it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and the table wasn't there, and found somebody who said they'll get it set up for me. And I came back at least 3 to 5 times at different times when they said the table was going to be there, and it was not there. Now, I operated differently than I'd ever operated before. Instead of jumping into that mode of making it happen, I stepped back and said, "Okay, God, you're in charge. It's all in perfect order." And I just went with it. I went and did other things and came back. And I look back now and find it's amazing. Now I know it was because I had been practicing this presence and power of God in my life that I was able to even be in that space. And then when the table was finally set up about 8 o'clock that night, and I started setting up this display, I opened the display board and realized it was not what I was told it would be. I was told it was going to be a board that I could use push pins in. And this was a board that it appeared to me was going to require Velcro. Huge difference, and you can't put pins in a Velcro board, in case you didn't know that. And so I went to find the woman who brought the board. Now, by this time, she's in the bar. It's a Festivals and Events Association meeting. And she agrees to come look at it with me, and she's actually a little shocked in that moment because it's not the board she thought she'd brought. And we're standing there having a conversation, and we're having a creative conversation about what are the possibilities. Well, the woman who had been working with me all day long and promising to set up the table was cleaning up at that point in time, and she walked by and heard our discussion. And a couple of minutes later, she came back with a trash can and pulled out a ball of Velcro and said, "Will this help?" It was exactly what I needed. I wouldn't have had that experience if I had tried to force setting up the table earlier in the day. It was all right and perfect. Exceeding miracles can happen when we're willing to practice. God is, I am, I think it, I pray it, I live it. Can you affirm that with me? God is, I am, I think it, I pray it, I live it. And so it is. Namaste. Thanks.
My breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess, so I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, I got up, get ready cause I had enough. I see it all, I see it now. Got the eye of the tiger, fighter, dancing through the fire. I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. Champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar. Now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I earn my stripes. I run from zero to my own hero. Help me. Brushing off the dust, you hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up, get ready cause I had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, a fighter, dancing through the fire, cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear. You're gonna hear me roar.
I learned at the earlier service today that that was a Katy Perry song. You know, of course, someone had to tell me who Katy Perry was, too, you know. I want to thank Reverend Patty over there for such a wonderful lesson today. Thank you. And Reverend Patty has been with us since the 1st of February as our new associate minister, and I just want to let you know that she will be working with volunteers, teaching classes, working with our adult education. She's also available for spiritual counseling by appointment as well. So by all means, seek out the services of her. She's an excellent minister and an excellent counselor as well. So let's receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings at this time. And if you've been live streaming with us, and if you have felt spiritually fed today, either by the music, the meditation, or the lesson, we invite you to make a gift to Unity Grace Church. It's quite easy. There's a donate button right there on the site, and we invite you to make that gift. And if you that are present here have felt spiritually fed, we certainly invite you to make a gift as well to Unity Grace Church. So let's take a moment and center ourselves in this one presence, in this one power, God the good. We feel that presence now moving in and through us as the activity of love. We know this presence within as a prospering presence. We give thanks that this presence within is truly source of all good in our life. May we affirm together our church offertory blessing found in our order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. So we take a moment and again center ourselves in spirit, knowing that spirit is always present. And we give these gifts in love, for we truly love to give. We bless them, we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that is truly, truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. I love it. I normally do it in the beginning. I forgot to put it in there, so thank you. This past week, I just want to share with you that this past week, one of our beloved members, Patricia Hartman, made her transition. And we have her family with us today, and our condolences to you and your family. And Patricia's memorial service will be announced later as soon as the details are finalized on that. So glad you're with us today. Hadn't it been a wonderful morning this morning? I hear children out there. I know who they belong to. It takes a whole village, okay? But I know who's paying the college tuition, okay? So let's stand and let's bring them in, okay?
Sunday. We were practicing patience upstairs, and these are all gold medal winners. And our YOU is here for a special announcement. Hey, Jack, are you busy February 22nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.?
Well, I think I might actually have my water polo practice that day.
Well, I think practice can probably wait. You should make your way to the Adult Day Rally 2014 put on by the YOU group. The theme this year is the Tao of Pooh.
Do you mean the book that compares Winnie the Pooh to the Tao Te Ching?
Yep, and also there's a $20 love offering and lunch.
Wow, that sounds like a blast. I'll have to put it into my calendar.
Oh, good, because today's the last Sunday to sign up, so come visit our table in the Garden Court.
Don't forget our annual meeting today at 1:30, and then also prior to that meeting, our Uniteen luncheon in the Fillmore in the Friendship Hall, and it's a wonderful fundraiser for our Uniteens. Also, I'd like to thank these adult volunteers on the platform. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is well.
Suddenly I see, this is where I want. wanna be. Suddenly I see. Why the heck it means so much to me.
Suddenly I see.
This is what I wanna be. Suddenly I see.
Suddenly I see.
Why the heck it means so much to me. I feel like walking the world, like walking the world. You can hear she's a beautiful girl. She's a beautiful girl. She fills up every corner like she's born in black and white. Makes you feel warmer when you're trying to remember what you heard. She likes to leave you hanging on a word. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see.
This is what I want to be. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see.
Why the heck it means so much to me.
Suddenly I see.
This is what I want to be. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see.
Why the heck it means so much to me. Well, she's taller than most, and she's looking at me. I can see her eyes looking from the page of a magazine. Makes me feel like I could be a tower, a big strong tower. The power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah. Got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah. She's got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah. She's got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see.
This is where I want to be. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see.
Why the heck it means so much to me.
Suddenly I see.
This is where I want to be.
Suddenly I see.
Why the heck it means so much to me.
Cutting out still.